Well, it may have taken a while, but I actually finally got a request completed. Basically, the Cyborg Fox, he takes these requests and he puts them kind of in a list, if you will. And the way Cyborg Fox described it to me and many people about a year or two ago when I made my request, he basically said that it's going to take a while. Now, I made my request based on the time I made a similar request to Made in Nowhere. I made this request around 2022. I made it around that time frame. And Made in Nowhere got it done before Cyborg Fox, because Cyborg Fox, like I said, he has, you know, his request categorized in a way that, okay, I got this one, now I got to work on this, got to work on this, got to work on that. And that's understandable if you want to go by category of basically what's next, who's next, and all that. I get it. And, of course, he has some collaborations he works on, too. You know, one of the collaborations he sometimes works on and tries to finish is called The Harem of Miles Tales Prower. This one, however, that, you know, I requested from him back in 2022, around that time frame, was a story that, well, basically got inspired by something I saw, you know, at another person's website. Well, not website, but the other, I guess you can say their fanfiction.net page, which they now have an archive of our own .org page. But basically, this person was called, I believe, Tales Rules. I think that's what their name was. And they did a story. They did a story called Miles and the MILFs. And the story basically is a chapter story. Basically, it's different chapters focused on different MILFs, different older women that Tails interacts with in a very mature manner, if you know what I mean. And the story starts off basically with Bernadette Hedgehog, who is Sonic's mom from the Archie books, the pre-reboot Archie books, that is. And basically, she has an itch that needs to be, I guess you could say, scratched. And her husband, Jules, who is a roboticized, he can't be de-roboticized due to the fact that, well, if he does, you know, he will die. Like I said, you know, depending on the story that you read, if he's de-roboticized, he could live, but just barely. You know, if not just momentarily, because his wounds were so severe in the story's in the story arc, you know, the flashback story arc known as the Great War, that, yeah, he could be de-roboticized, but he wouldn't make it. So, there you go. Anyway, long story short, in these stories, like with this one, Jules sees that his wife is, you know, becoming insatiable. She's becoming, you know, like she's becoming kind of like impatient. Like she can't hold it in much longer. She needs satisfaction, and he doesn't want her to, you know, continuously suffer, if you know what I mean. So what does he do? He looks for a solution, and that solution happens to be Tails, who's always willing to help out his friends and even those he would consider family. So he goes to Tails and explains basically the situation. And even though he's reluctant at first, Tails inevitably agrees, you know, to go, you know, forward with what Jules is asking him to do. And what Jules is asking Tails to do is basically get very, I guess you could say, erotically intimate with his wife. Basically bed his wife, if you know what I mean. And what happens is what's supposed to be like a one shot situation ends up becoming, you know, a constant situation. And it's not just Bernadette either. Vanilla the Rabbit, Cream's mom from the games and the comics, also gets Tails to help her out at the request of Cream, because her mom is going through something similar. And then recently, you know, the next person that got Tails' attention at the request of the King, King Max or King Nigel, depending on how you view him and his representation from the comics, who's Sally's dad, Sally Acorn's dad, You know, at the suggestion of Jules, you know, Max wants Tails to satisfy Alicia, and Tails does. The difference, though, between, you know, Alicia and the prior two ladies that Tails helped satisfy, if you will, is Alicia is not too keen on this until her and Tails start get, you know, they start kind of get the motor running. And they start to get the motor running a little bit. And it's Tails that basically takes the lead and helps her kind of get comfortable with the situation. And basically she gets comfortable to the point that she wants him to come back again and, you know, satisfy her again. And the same was with Vanilla, just like with Bernadette. But the reason I bring up Bernadette and getting back on point of what I was talking about, this story that Tails Rules, I think it was Tails Rules that, you know, this story series that they were doing, and they're still doing it. The next character they have on the list is Isabelle Mongoose, who is the mother of Mina Mongoose from the pre-Archie reboot. She's next on the list whenever that, you know, chapter gets completed. Excuse me. Like I said, she's next on the list to whenever that chapter gets completed for Tails to satisfy at the request of Mina. Now, getting back to why I brought this up, the first chapter is what really got me going with this. And I think there was another story as well. That got me intrigued in this. And it seems that outside of some of the MILF ships, if you will, that gets placed with Tails, Bernadette is like at the, is near the top. She is. It's like if you do like a top five countdown, if you will, it's, believe it or not, it's Vanilla, Bernadette, that's right, Bernadette would be number two, Rosemary, yeah, that's right, Tails' own mom from the Archie reboot, or the Archie pre-reboot comics of Sonic, and Alicia Acorn and whoever else to follow. That's right. Those are the MILFs, you know, that rank-wise is always shipped with Tails. And Bernadette's like second after Vanilla. I guess it's because of the way she's designed and such in the comics, what have you. Anyway... basically, this is what got me interested to probably request a story. So what I did back in 2022 is I requested it, and he said, don't worry, I'll get to it, it takes time. Because, again, that's when he told me and everybody else, or at least gave me and anybody else that was requesting him for stories at the time, the pretty much the lowdown of, hey, I've got all these other stories ahead of you. It's gonna happen, but it's going to take time. Because he's got them all categorized and lists, you know, categorized and listed, I should say, to be done. It's just that he's got to focus on one or two at a time, and then also you have personal life that comes into play as well that kind of interrupts things, which is understandable. But anyway, like I said, that kind of got me into requesting a story for him, and the story I requested was basically Tails and Bernadette, you know, getting along with each other, having a good time with each other, if you will, but done in a way to where basically they're doing it behind the backs of everybody. That's right. They're doing it in secret. It's basically they have an affair, but nobody knows about it. And my original idea, and it did come to light here a little bit, was that Bernadette would ask Tails over for the weekend while Sonic and his dad were out, you know, camping, you know, bonding, whatever. And Tails would be a little unsure about it, but basically during the weekend would not only find out the real reason, she wants to be with him, but that he would get into it himself, and basically things would, you know, domino effect from there. What I got with it finally, because recently Cyborg Fox did publish it, and I thank him for that. What I got from it was actually very entertaining, but it's kind of different than story compared to Made in Nowhere, because around the same time in 2022, like I mentioned, I requested the same kind of story and, you know, premise concept, if you will, from Made in Nowhere. I requested the same kind of story and concept, from Made in Nowhere. And Made in Nowhere actually did a good job. Now, if you're wondering, what is the difference between the two? Well, in the Made in Nowhere one, Tails and Bernadette are seeing each other, unbeknownst to, Sally, unbeknownst to Sonic and everybody else. So they're seeing each other, they're having an affair and everything. And Tails, of course, is of age. He's of age and all that. And I think he's of age in this one, too. No, he is. But basically, they're seeing each other. So basically what happens in the Made in Nowhere story is that Tails realizes, or both Tails and Bernadette realize, that as much as they want to be with each other, they can't be with each other without always getting interrupted, or basically, they can't be with each other without risking the chance that they might be caught. So basically, the way the story goes is they both come up with an idea, a way to excuse themselves for a while. And Bernadette comes up with a reason she's going to be out of town for the weekend. Tails comes up with a different reason. But in truth, they're actually coming together and going to a secret hotel, some kind of hotel on Angel Island, on the floating island, that's basically unknown. It's basically unknown to everybody. Like, it's a known hotel, but, not everybody knows of it. You know what I'm saying? Basically, it's one of those hotels to where you got to book well in advance, and you get the idea. Anyway, the way the story turns out from Made in Nowhere is they have to do that, which they do, and they basically spend the weekend getting on with each other in a big, big way. They get it on with each other in a massive, massive way. I mean, the way it's described in the story, some of the things I asked for were depicted in there, and I do appreciate that thoroughly. Now, you might ask yourself, okay, that's cool, but what is the difference, though? What is this difference you're talking about? Well, the difference with this one that Cyborg Fox put out, and again, it's very entertaining, is that Bernadette basically, she constantly hungers for erotic intimacy. We'll put it that way. She constantly hungers for nonstop erotic intimacy. And what happens is that she chooses an opportunity to basically satisfy those urges with Tails, because basically she finds out that Sonic and Jules are going out for a father-son trip for the weekend, whatever is the case, the excuse is. So basically, she takes the opportunity with, them away to call upon Tails to, spend the weekend with her. And at first, Tails is like, no, I'm cool. And then she says, well, I got something here I thought you might like. And apparently he likes mint candies. And he's like, oh, okay, that won't be too harmful. Go over there, have some mint candies, which is his favorite, drink some tea, visit, go home, whatever. But what he doesn't know is it's actually a trap. Because as we find out later on, when he finds out the truth, or at least starts cluing it all together, Bernadette basically saw what he was, I guess you could say, packing, if you will, one morning when she went to go wake him up. Because apparently in the story, he spent the night a month prior, at Sonic. She spent the night there with them. It's kind of like a boys' night in, kind of like best friend night in, whatever, playing video games and such. And when Sonic asked his mom to go wake him up, that being Tails, she walks in the room, and what she notices is there's a dent in the sheets. And yeah, she kind of has an idea what that is. And let's just say she takes it upon herself to start, I guess you could say, giving that dent some much-needed attention before she has to stop as Sonic is calling for her and asking her if she's woke him up yet. And she said, no, he's still asleep. And she basically covers up the dent, if you will, the package, if you will, and gets out of there as quickly as she can, you know, a la her son, if you will, before Tails wakes up. And you know, like I said, later on in the story, she reveals this to Tails because, again, Tails is thinking, oh, I'm going to go over there. I'm not going to have a bad time or anything, nothing suspicious. You know, just have some mint candies, drink a tea, have some conversation, keep her company for a few hours and then go home, right? But what he doesn't know is that she slipped a little bit of a substance. I don't know what they call it, what he called it, Azeziac or whatever, Apisicap, whatever it's called. But some kind of substance into Tails' tea that basically, you know, opens up his urges, if you know what I mean, constantly, and keeps his package out and about more so than he wants it to be. And basically allows her to pounce upon him whenever she wants. And honestly, the way it's described here, she does exactly that. She takes, because basically, long story short, the moment Tails realizes what's going on and sees what Sonic's mom's doing, you know, she is just constantly on him. But what's interesting in the story is Tails is starting to wonder, wait a minute, I want to get away. You know, I have to get away because this is not what I thought it would be. This is wrong for Bernadette to do. But yet he starts thinking to himself, well, if I want to get away, why am I not getting away? It's like, am I enjoying this? Am I falling in love, you know, with Bernadette? And basically, long story short, there comes a moment in that first intimate session, very hardcore intimate session, that basically that side of him, which is, you know, battling of whether or not he actually wants to be part of this and everything and you know, and enjoy it and fall for her. It's that part of him that, you know, is in favor of that, that takes over during the climax, if you will, of the first hardcore intimacy. And let's just say the end results are, Tails going to be a dada. You know, that's no joke. That's no joke. But yeah, it's something that constantly happens. And it basically, long story short, it happens during the weekend. Tails is asleep. In fact, the next day, Tails is asleep on the, you know, on the bed. But he's woken up by feeling something between his legs. And I'm not going to say any more than that, but he wakes up and he notices something between his legs and he sees the sheet that's covering his body bopping up and down with a lump, which indicates, oh, that's Bernadette. But, you know, you kind of get the idea of what she's doing. I'm not going to say any more than that. You kind of get the idea of what she's doing, but I'm not going to say any more than that. And let's just say it's, you know, let's just say it's one predicament after the other, after the other, after the other. And again, Tails is wondering, okay, I want to get out of here. I want to stop this. But it's like part of me is saying, no, this is an opportunity, man. You know, go for it. Hey, you're not going to get another chance. And hey, this mother of your friend, she actually wants to be with you. And you can't say that you don't want to have a chance to do the same. So he's kind of having that little battle in his mind. And finally, it all culminates with them getting in, you know, kind of a clean, you know, it kind of, and basically what I'm trying to say is it culminates with them showering, if you will, together. And they both agree that, you know, they still have a few hours before Sonic and Jules come back from the weekend bonding, that, you know, Tails can use his expertise to repair the broken bed and furniture because, again, you want to know how hardcore they get, how insatiable, you know, Bernadette is in this story? You know, basically she ends up causing all the furniture to break as well as the bed. No joke. So Tails has to use his expertise to fix it all. She uses a bit of, I guess you could say Lysol-like spray to clean out the smell, you know, get rid of the smell and everything. And basically, after giving him a quick kiss on the lips, I think, she ushers Tails out the back door. And Tails is like, oh, thank God, I'm free. I'm free. That is until about a week or so later. Because then Bernadette shows up at his place, shows him the end results of their fun, you know, via a certain test. And then she proceeds to pounce on him there. But then here's what's interesting. Here's what's interesting. So Tails basically has accepted the fact that, well, you know, I could say no, I could put this to an end, but basically the story kind of tells you that Tails has accepted the fact that, you know, he has kind of fallen for Sonic's mom, you know, as she has fallen for him. It's just that he didn't expect to fall for her in this manner, or for her to be in, you know, do it, or for it to be done in such a way. But what's interesting is that Jules does catch him. But what's crazy is Jules is not mad. As a matter of fact, in this version of the Sonic universe, based in Archie, we could assume, pre-reboot Archie, that is, Jules actually can be de-roboticized. But he only lied about the fact that he couldn't be because Bernadette is a freaking, as he puts it, a freaking demon of hardcore intimacy, if you catch my drift. And that, you know, he doesn't have a problem with her being with Tails, you know, and, you know, she could go as hardcore as she wants with him, and Tails is like, don't do this to me, and all that. But you kind of wonder, does he really mean that, or half-heartedly mean that, or whatever? It's kind of up to interpretation. But anyway, yeah, long story short, you know, the ending of this is Jules pretty much is happy that Bernadette has found somebody to take her frustrations out on, you know, urges, if you will, out on, you know, other than him. So, yeah. And again, that's the big difference, you know, looking, and that's kind of the big difference, what I'm trying to say, when you look at both stories. Because in Made in Nowhere story, you know, they want to be with each other, and they have to find a way, which they do, to be with each other, and they get crazy there in that situation, and both parties are willing. Here, it's more along the lines of, yeah, Tails, your package and the dent it made under the sheets pretty much triggered something in her to where it's like, she got to be with you, and she's going to be with you, and apparently, Sonic's dad has no problem with it. You know, but yeah, if you want to check it out, go to archiveofourown.org, look up the Cyborg Fox as a writer. Also go to inkbunny.net, check out that one Tails writer, you know, over there. It's the same person. Check out the story. I think you will enjoy it. You'll have fun reading it. I will not post the links here because I know I'll get in trouble. I might post them over at my Rumble account, because I do have a Rumble account as well. So go and check that out if you want to. You know, if you want to have easy access to the, you know, via link to the stories. But anyway, though, guys, I highly recommend checking them out, like I said. And until next time, I will talk to you all later. God bless. Take care. I am out. But yeah, check these out. Check them both out. And you'll definitely see the differences, if you know what I mean.